Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dan Ford. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Rich Childs. Batting eighth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Gary Serum. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Money. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Larry Heil. Batting fifth. The DH, Ben Oglavy. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sixto Lascano. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Andy Replugel. And now, play ball. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage takes first base on ball four. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley takes first base on ball four. Cubbage moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is called out on strikes. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper throws to second for one, and Yount throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Cubbage scores. Adams moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Twins. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore fires to second and picks off Adams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper takes first base on ball four. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Brewers. Ben Oglavy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oglavy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oglavy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Money scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Childs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Childs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Replugel covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins 1. the Brewers will come to bat. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is called out on strikes. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Serum scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bando for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Cubbage hits a line drive into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. Money hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Money moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Smalley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lizcano. Smalley reaches second base with a double. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lizcano. Adams reaches second base with a double. Smalley scores. Carew moves to third. It's Twins, 2, Brewers, 2. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper fields the ball and throws to Replugel covering. Safe. Carew scores. Adams moves to third. It's 3-2, Twins. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 0 for 1 in the game. Shiles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Money fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Heil takes first base on ball 4. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano is 0 for 1 in the game. Lascano hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Shiles. Lascano reaches second base with a double. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lascano scores. It's Twins, 3, Brewers, 3. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Serum fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Money scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilfong hits a line drive into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cubbage hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heil, who is chasing the ball. Cubbage reaches third base with a triple. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Smalley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Money is hit by the pitch. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cooper hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Adams bunts in front of the plate. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. Carew moves to second. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 2 in the game. Ford takes first base on ball 4. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Replugle juggles the ball. That's an error on Replugle. Carew scores. Ford moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Twins. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 0 for 2 in the game. Shiles strikes out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiniger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hile takes first base on ball 4. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hile. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Hile steals second. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-2 in the game. Ogilvie hits a line drive into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lizcano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bando strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilfong hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lizcano. Wilfong reaches second base with a double. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Cubbage hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilfong moves to third. Bob McClure now pitching. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moore strikes out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Shiles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Money hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cooper hits a line drive into left field. Shiles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jose Morales pinch hits for Glenn Adams. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales strikes out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ford hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Powell hits a pop-up towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Marshall now pitching. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Heil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-3 in the game. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. 2 outs. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lizcano is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Bombo Rivera pinch hits for Rich Childs. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-3 in the game. Weiniger bunts towards the mound. McClure fields it and throws to first for the out. Rivera moves to second. 1 out. Bob Randall pinch hits for Rob Wilfong. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a line drive towards short. Yount reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Cubbage strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Randall now playing second base. Bombo Rivera now playing left field. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.